take me out to the ball game. George Ranch High School Varsity Softball is on the air. GRHSI Radio is proud to bring you another season of live Lady Longhorns softball, home and away, in the always competitive 26A district. Lady Longhorn softball on GRHSI Radio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration. Emily Witt enters her third season as head coach of the Longhorns with a squad featuring 12 returning starters and a cast of veterans and newcomers looking to win the district crown and bring the UIL 6A softball championship trophy back to the ranch. GRHSI Radio is LCISD's first and only campus radio station located at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Now, let's head out to the diamond and join Tom Tarando, Julian Munoz, Jack Green, TJ Downey, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's George Ranch High School varsity softball game.
Welcome in, everybody. We are live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas for some more Lady Longhorn softball. This game is a part of the LCISD tournament. Lady Longhorns facing Needville in the latter of the doubleheader. They lost to Manville earlier today. Just across the pond, George Ranch baseball won 10-0 earlier. Me and my partner TJ Downey, who will be joining me in just a second, had that call. 10-0 was the final there. If you missed that, right now though, Lady Longhorn softball facing Needville, one of the better teams in the state in the lower divisions. And you know, it's going to be a really good, really interesting matchup. Talked to Coach Witt earlier. You'll be hearing from her in just a moment about how they're going into this tournament and how it impacts district play, especially with their big matchup tomorrow with Fort Bend Ridgepoint. TJ, what do you have to say about, like, this whole LCSC tournament going on during district play and, like, how the Lady Longhorns are shaping up?
You know, it's quite a lot to ask with them, you know, being asked to do this tournament right before district play. Can definitely take a toll on the energy of your players. But I expect them to come out here and just play the same softball they've been playing every day for the past month or so.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree. And, well, actually, the game's here starting 10 minutes early. So we'll go ahead and have first pitch right now. I honestly did not see this coming. First pitch from Hannah Ramirez is low in the dirt for ball one. Okay, this kind of...
You want me to...
Yeah, you can go ahead and say their lineup, TJ. Sorry for all this confusion, folks.
We got a little confusion going on here because of the early start time. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fouled off behind the plate for strike one. Leading off for the Needville Blue Jays, number 6, the second baseman, J.C. Croat.
I'll go ahead and read the defensive lineup for the Longhorns. Matt. Macy Whittington is behind the plate with Sarah Wendler at first base, Emma Young, Ella Kalenko, and Jessica Johnson.
Here's the 1-1.
The infield.
Fouled off. It'll be 1-2.
In the outfield for the Longhorns, Kate Dolan, Carlon Dees, and Cameron Rafford return to their outfield spots as usual. They're normally out there for 26A play.
One, two. Popped up to third base, and it's caught. One out in the inning. Just a little easy pop fly there for the third baseman, Jessica Johnston.
Good pitch there by Ramirez to induce that pop out. Sort of was a half swing. You see that a lot in softball with slap hitters. A little half swing by Croat. And fortunately for the Longhorns, went right to Johnston over there at third.
Now batting the left fielder number 2, Bree Winkleman. Here's the 0-0 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one.
Ramirez really has some good breaking stuff. Good changeup, good curveball. We've seen her early. So if she could induce some weak contact and some swinging and misses from these Lady Blue Jays, we can see a big upset here.
Here's the 0-1. hit up the middle, and that will be a base hit for Bree Winkleman.
Very solid piece of hitting there by Winkleman. She got an off-speed pitch outside, and she waited back on it and drove it right back up the middle for a base hit.
Yeah, that off-speed pitch might have just caught a little too much of the plate right there, you know, resulting in a easy single right up the middle. One runner on now for the Lady Jays, as here comes number 11, third baseman JoJo Cantu. The 0-0 pitch is a ball in the dirt.
Lady Jays are known to run a lot in the bases, so you'll see a lot of movement here early on from the Longhorns trying to nab some of these runners.
Here's the 1-0. Fouled off to the backstop. It'll be 1-1.
See if Ramirez here can get some double play action. I mean, we've seen her already induce a weak ground ball. So, not a weak ground ball, pretty hard ground ball up the middle. So, maybe one of those can get right to one of the Longhorn infielders. It could definitely spark a double play.
1-1 pitch. Hit into center field. This will be caught by Carlon Deese. Two outs in the inning for the Longhorns.
Yeah, Cantu barely missed that one. She was just underneath it. Definitely could have done some damage with that off speed. She sat back on it really well. And fortunate for the Longhorns to just be a little bit under it. Good play there by Deese in the outfield.
Now stepping up to the plate for the Lady Jays is number 8, the catcher, Courtney Carter. Here's the 0-0 pitch from Ramirez. Hit up the middle. Shortstop Kalinko makes play on it, and she is out.
What a play.
We will now send you to a commercial break where the Longhorns will be up to bat next inning, next half of the inning.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Welcome back. One hit and one base runner for the Lady Jays in the top of the first inning. Hannah Ramirez with a pretty solid start to the game already. Only one base runner allowed and one hit, no outs or no runs.
Yeah, very solid from Hannah Ramirez, and you know, hopefully we can get some more of that because this is going to be a pitcher's duel on the mound for the Lady Blue Jays. Is their ace, Michaela Smith. She's an Oklahoma State commit. She's one of the best pitchers in the nation, and it's going to be hard for the Longhorns to come up with hits and score some runs. So they're definitely going to need Hannah Ramirez to continue on this dominant pitching performance.
Leading off the bottom of the first for the Longhorns, number 7, the right fielder, Cameron Radford.
Don't be surprised if you see a little bunt here, a little slap action here from Radford. She's been known to do that throughout her years.
Uh-oh, pitch from Smith on the way. This will be low and in the dirt for ball one.
And it looks like there might have been a little bit of cross-up between Smith and the catcher back there. And Smith is throwing absolute heaters. I mean, that ball was very fast. And most you don't see many softball pitchers throw like that.
Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike one. Breaking ball caught a lot of the plate, and just a very late swing right there.
What an off-speed. I mean, when you're coming off of a fastball that's probably in the low 70s and breaking off a curveball like that.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch. In there for strike two, I believe. Yes.
Another good fastball on the outside part of the plate. It's 1-2 now. See if Radford can adjust.
1-2 count for Radford. Smith with the pitch. In the dirt for ball two.
Good eye there from Radford. That was a nice little changeup from Smith trying to tunnel it off of that fastball outside.
Smith looking for the swing and the miss right there. Just couldn't get it. Here comes Smith with the 2-2. Just off the plate for ball three.
Good eye there by Radford. See if she can work a leadoff walk here. A leadoff walk would really go a long way for the Longhorns. Carlon D's on deck.
Here comes the payoff pitch to Radford. Swung on, hit down the third base line. It is foul.
And a break there for the Jays. As if that was fair, Cameron Radford is not getting thrown out. Might have been the easiest infield single that you would have ever seen from Radford. She's
payoff pitch to Radford. Swung on and missed. Strikeout on.
Good pitch there by Smith, a little outside fastball. And Radford was very late, to say the least. She was expecting an off-speed pitch, and good pitch there from Smith to get Radford out of the box.
Now up to bat for the Longhorns. Number one, the center fielder, Carlon Deese. First pitch will be swung on and fouled back to the backstop. You know, Deese, she's one of the Longhorns' true superstar players. She truly stands out on a day-to-day basis for them. And she is just one heck of a player.
This is a really interesting matchup here between Smith and Deese.
Smith with the 0-1. Swung on and missed for strike two.
Good pitch there. Might have been a little change up on the outside part of the plate. Got Deese way out in front.
Smith with the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Punches out the first two batters she faces.
Another good change up there by Smith. And you know, we're quickly starting to see how good of a pitcher she is.
Now up to bat for the Longhorns, the left fielder, number two, Kate Dolan.
See if Dolan has the power, so maybe she can get into one here.
Here's the 0-0 pitch. Swung on and missed.
Pitch nine.
What a curveball.
0-1 count. What a curveball.
What a curveball there by Smith.
That's better than a lot of baseball curveballs I've ever seen. 0-1. Up high for ball one. 1-1 count.
Yeah, whenever you're able to throw a fastball like the one she has, sits in the lower 70s, and able to break off some of this off-speed and breaking stuff, it's just unhittable.
1-1. Outside for ball two.
Great take there by Dolan to lay off of that curveball outside.
Dolan, the right-handed hitter, these breaking balls are starting at about middle end for her and ending up outside, so you can definitely tell Smith has the stuff. 1-2, strike two. 2-2 count.
A little bit of a preliminary strike three call there by the umpire. I can definitely see where you're coming from. That was definitely a strike three call from the umpire, but only one strike. Now it's two strikes here on
2-2. Swung on and missed. Punches out the side, Michaela Smith.
What a pitch there by Smith to get out of the inning.
Three straight punch out for the Longhorns. Not ideal. We'll see you after the commercial break.
Live George Ranch High School athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elan Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, the Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and Pearl Dynasty. And our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
If you're into sports.
Welcome back in, everyone. Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Lady Longhorns and Lady Jays tied up at zero here through one. Some dominant pitching on both sides. TJ, what are we thinking so far?
Top of the second inning here for the Longhorns. You know, defensively, you got to be ready for that pop fly. You know, Hannah Ramirez has created two pop flies already, And it seems like this is how she's going to pitch for the rest of the day already. You know, she's working her fastballs and breaking balls in good counts, and she's getting the outs she needs. And if she keeps on pitching like this, it's going to be good for her. Uh-oh, pitch upstairs for ball one.
Yeah, and Ramirez is going to have to keep doing this. You know, one where you have Mikayla Smith doing what she just did last inning. So,
definitely. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. In there, outside corner for strike one.
Real good pitch. Looked like that was a little dropper there, a little drop ball. That just dropped right into the zone.
At the plate is number one, Annabelle Humbird. This ball is hitting the center field and will be caught by Carlon Deese.
Another fly ball there by Hannah Ramirez, inducing the fly ball. Good pitch there on the outside corner. Humbird just took the bat out and underneath it.
Forcing the batters to get under these swings and inducing the fly balls is something that is really crucial for the pitcher Ramirez. And if she's able to keep on doing this, she will have a lot of success today. Uh-oh, pitch from Ramirez. Just inside for ball one.
Yeah, that one was a really close pitch. Might have been a little bit lower than the knees, but really good pitch there by Ramirez trying to induce that ground ball.
Here comes the 1-0 from Ramirez. Swung on, hit to first base. It will be a foul ball.
Another tough break there for the Longhorns. That one going foul. That would have been a routine out there by Wendler. She fielded it really nicely over there at first. No ugly hops.
1-1 count here for Humbird. Here's Ramirez with the 1-1 pitch. Just up high for ball two.
Trying to get that drop ball to drop in there for a strike, but that one just stayed up, didn't really drop much. Release point was a little bit late.
Ramirez, here's the 2-1. Swung on, hit to second base, just out of the reach of the second baseman.
Got her. Wow, what a throw.
There's a throw, and she will be out at second base, trying to stretch it to a double. Adrian Cantu out at second, yeah, trying to stretch a hustle double.
Yeah, she had the single, and she was just got greedy, trying to go for second. Great throw there by Radford to nail the runner at second base, and a good tag there by Kalenko. Brings up Peyton Gregory, center fielder for the Jays.
Here comes the 0-0 pitch from Ramirez. Just outside for ball one.
Good pitch there by Ramirez.
Very close pitch. Could have gone both ways.
Good frame there by Whittington, but no call.
1-0 pitch. Just outside for ball two.
Another good pitch on the outside corner. Good eye here by Gregory to lay off of both of those.
Here comes the 2-0 to the center fielder, Gregory. Swung on and fouled to the backstop.
Looking like a changeup, and Gregory was very out in front of it. It's now 2-1 here.
Ramirez comes set for the 2-1. Here it comes. Swung on and hit up the middle for a base hit. Back up to center fielder Carlon Deese as she'll throw it back in to the second baseman.
Another good piece of hitting there by Gregory. Getting that outside off-speed might have been. And
now coming up to bat for the Lady Jays is number 7, the first baseman Braylon Hoover.
Great job of sitting back on that off-speed outside by Gregory.
Here's the 0-0 from Ramirez. Hit high hit far and just over the head of Radford. Coming around to score will be Cantu, and 1-0 the score. The Blue Jays over the Longhorns, top of the second inning.
Great piece of hitting by Hoover. She got an inside fastball and smoked it out to right. Might have had a chance to leave. It took one hop the wall. Radford could not get back to it. Good, valiant effort by her. It's not 1-0 Lady Jays here in the second. Ramirez
two away with the runner here on second. Here comes the 0-0 from Ramirez. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Good pitch there. A little change up on the inside. Gregory was very out in front of it. Very early
Hoover
was
looking
jostling
in at
Gregory.
I wait on it for it. Let's go, kid. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Ramirez. Swung on, hit down the second base. And this will go through for a hit, and this will score the runner from second. It will be 2-0 Jays.
Another good hit. Jocelyn Gregory was just a little bit out in front of that outside off-speed pitch, but snuck right through, right underneath the glove of Emma Young as she was going over to cover second. Got her her legs mixed up going both ways. And
back at the top of the lineup for the Jays, here's the second baseman, J.C. Crote, number 6. Uh-oh, pitch from Ramirez. This will be low for ball one.
Ramirez trying to get out of this inning. Had two outs and already given up two runs with two outs.
Ramirez gets set for the 1-0. Here it comes. Swung on, hit to second base, and she is out at second.
What a play there by Emma Young, making up for that.
Two runs in the top of the second for the Jays. We will see you next half of the inning after this commercial break.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
Welcome back in, everyone. Live from George Orange High School in Richmond, Texas. It's the bottom of the second inning. Lady Blue Jays up 2-0 here on your Lady Longhorns. Michaela Smith out for her second inning of work.
Jessica Johnson here leading it off for the Lady Longhorns. The third baseman, she is looking to put a charge into one here. She has been a 4-year varsity player with the Longhorns, and she is looking to cap off her incredible career here with the Longhorns.
Yeah, the Longhorns definitely need a spark. Definitely need a spark here against Michaela Smith. And I mean, she sat down the side 1-2-3 on three punchouts last inning. It almost looked like no one stood a chance. Last inning against her.
Yeah, Smith, you know, she's got great stuff. She showed off her curveball last half of the inning, and it was a sight to see, that's for sure. Here comes the 0-0 pitch from Smith. Swung on and missed for strike one. Back to the curveball again. She's just getting swing and a miss with that pitch over and over again. Looks to be her bread and butter.
Yeah, you can see the body language on Johnson. She did not like that pitch at all.
Here's the 0-1. Outside for ball one.
Good eye there by Johnson laying off of that curveball.
1-1 count here for Johnston. Here comes the pitch. In there, outside corner for strike two.
Looked like a fastball. Might have had a little bit of like a two-seam action on it.
Little tail back over the plate, almost like a two-seamer in baseball. 1-2 pitch, here comes. Swung on and missed for strike three. Looked to be a rise ball at the top half of the zone.
Yeah, that riser is disgusting whenever you're throwing that with a curveball, mixed it with a screwball, and then that fastball that you saw the lower part of the zone. She's looking unhittable right now, and you know, Alec Kalenko is going to have a hard job here.
Kalenko, the shortstop, now batting for the Longhorns. Here's the 0-0 pitch to her. Just outside for ball one. Good take right there by Kalenko. Borderline pitch in the zone. Here comes Smith. Come set. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side. It will be 1-1.
Some of the first contact we've seen.
That's always a good thing to see, you know, whenever you're putting the barrel on the ball. You know, you're at least going to make some contact with it and put it in play, and that's all you need. 1-1 to Kalenko. Just low for ball two. There's the curveball again, and she's using it to her perfection right now. I mean, she just buckled Kalenko right there. It's just low. Here's the 2-1. Swung on and fouled off to the right side. It'll be 2-2.
Kalenko with a really good at-bat here. You know, and Kalenko and Smith are teammates in club ball, so they've probably faced each other a couple times, if not plenty of times. So Kalenko knows what to expect here from Smith. See if she can put something in play here.
2-2. Swung on and missed. Rise ball again. Strike three. That is the fifth strikeout of the game for Mackenzie Smith.
Five straight strikeouts for Smith. This is getting this is
or Michaela Smith. Excuse me, Michaela Smith. Her fifth strikeout, swinging of the game.
Dominant performance here by
Abby
Smith.
Bergeron, the designated hitter, stepping up for the Lady Longhorns. Oh, pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball for strike one.
She was a tad late on that inside fastball, to say the least.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Smith. Just outside with the curveball for ball one.
Great eye there by Bergeron.
That is not an easy take, especially when the ball looks like it is going to start off in the zone and ends up outside the zone. Again, yeah, not an easy take. Here comes the 1-1 from Smith. Inside, swung on and missed. Strike two.
And right back to that screwball that we saw earlier in the first inning. You're working up that fastball, then you go to a curveball outside. And then you have a screwball going the opposite way of the curveball.
Bergeron's got to protect the plate here in a two-strike count. Here comes the 1-2. Up high for ball two.
What an eye.
We've seen two straight rise balls and two-strike situations from Smith back-to-back at-bats. The 2-2 pitch is outside for ball three. Great at-bat for Abby Bergeron. Able to work the count back in her favor and see a payoff pitch right here.
Big situation here. Big pitch upcoming for Michaela Smith. See if Bergeron can work her way on.
Here comes the 3-2 payoff pitch. Popped up behind the plate. And off the backstop. And we will see another 3-2.
Another payoff pitch here coming from Smith. Really good at bat from Bergeron here.
Bergeron did a good job of staying alive right there. Another 3-2 pitch here comes. And it's in the dirt, ball four. Great at bat from Abby Bergeron. Working the at bat back in her favor as she was down in the count originally. And now she is on base for the Longhorns.
What an at bat there by Bergeron. And the Longhorn dugout are ecstatic.
Now up to bat for the Longhorns is the first baseman, number 13, Sarah Wendler, the lefty. 0-0 pitch is in there for strike one. Looked to be a little off the plate, but is in there, I guess, for strike one.
Yeah, that definitely looked like a ball, TJ. And Longhorns, or Lady J, is catching a break there on that one.
Here's the 0-1 pitch to Wendler. Wendler will call time. As we're ready again for the 0-1. 0-1 pitch. In there for strike two.
Same
fastball
spot.
On the outside corner for the lefty, Wendler.
Same spot there. And again, looked just a little bit outside in my eyes, but good pitch there by Smith nonetheless.
0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Just outside for ball one. Great eye right there from Wendler. just off the plate.
Smith wanted to extend that strike zone just a little bit too much.
Smith looking for her sixth strikeout right here. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the backstop.
Good swing there by Wendler. See if she was on time, just a little bit under it. See if she can put the bat on the full bat on the ball. She could send that a long way.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Smith. Swung on, hit to the shortstop, and it will be caught. One base runner here on a base on balls here for the Longhorns, and that will do it for the inning. We will see you in the top of the third.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back in, everyone. Top of the third inning here from George Ranch High School. It's the Lady Longhorns facing the Lady Jays of Needville High School, just about 20 minutes down the road.
Ramirez, Hannah Ramirez, the pitcher here, looking to bounce back from a two-run top of the second inning. Top of the second didn't exactly work out in her favor. She left a few breaking balls that were just, they had caught a little too much plate, and she allowed for some base hits. But other than that, she's been doing an unbelievable job at creating weak contact with the pop flies and ground outs, and expect her to be on a roll coming here in this top of the third inning.
Coming up for the Lady Jays, the 2-3-4 hitters, Bray Winkleman, JoJo Cantu, and Courtney Carter. One runner gets on, it'll be Annabelle Humbert waiting on deck.
Winkleman steps up to the dish now. She had a hit in top of the first. She had a base hit in top of the first inning.
Yeah, very good piece of hitting last time by Winkleman. She sat back on an off-speed pitch, drove it back up the middle for a base hit.
Ramirez. Here comes the 0-0. Swung on and hit up the middle. Off Ramirez's glove. Oh, man. Line drive hit right back to the pitcher, right off Ramirez's glove. Just cannot catch a break here.
Another good piece of hitting there by Winkleman. Got a first pitch fastball up in the zone. Lined it right back up the middle. Break, unfortunate break for the Longhorns. The ball was not able to stay in Ramirez's glove. Deflected all the way out to left. Kalenko actually might have had a really good chance on it.
Now up to bat for the Lady Jays is the left-handed hitting third baseman, JoJo Cantu, as she will take ball one in the dirt.
Just slipped out of the hand there of Ramirez.
Ramirez looking to bounce back in the count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and hit to right field. Radford will be there for out number one.
Good play there by Radford getting over into foul territory. Good pitch there by Ramirez inducing that weak fly ball.
As a fly out to right field for JoJo Cantu. Now batting for the Lady Jays, it is the catcher number 8, Courtney Carter.
Carter grounded out to short last time up.
Here's the 0-0. Runner takes off for second, and the throw is not in time. Runner takes second, and the ball was high for ball one. So we will have a runner on second, and the count is 1-0 for Courtney Carter.
Ball was just too high for the catcher Whittington to get a throw off.
Ramirez, 1-0 count. Hit to second base, and it will be caught by the second baseman, Hall.
Young making the grab there a second. Good pitch out by Ramirez on the outside part of the plate, getting Carter to fly out.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, it is number one, Annabelle Humbard. Ramirez, here comes the 0-0. In there for strike one.
Good pitch there from Ramirez to Humbard, outside corner. That's exactly what you want to see whenever you're facing a hitter of this caliber that just loves pulling the ball and has all kinds of power. Whenever you can get it on the outside corner, they're going to be all out, all in front of it.
Here comes Ramirez, the right-handing hitting Humbard. And this will be down low for ball one.
Another good pitch there on the outside, just a little bit outside this time.
Competitive pitch right there, you know, looked like it could be in the zone. It's one of those changeups that looked like the bottom just falls out of it. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. It'll be just outside for ball two.
Definitely
close,
close
call right there. Could have gone either way for the Longhorns or the Jays. It'll be a 2-1 count here for Humbard.
See if Ramirez can get out of this.
2-1 pitch from Ramirez. Just outside for ball three. Good frame attempt from Macy Whittington. Just unfortunately didn't get the call.
See, big pitch here for Ramirez trying to get out of this inning. Hitters count.
Here's the 3-1 to Humbard. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. 3-2 count to Humbard.
A real gutty pitch there. 3-2 changeup outside. Humbard was sitting fastball. She was all it would if it was a fastball, that ball might have been onto the soccer field.
Ramirez looking to end the inning here. 3-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the backstop.
Good at bat here from
as
Humbard.
We'll see another 3-2 pitch here.
Great at bat here. This is what you come out to the ballpark for.
Really, you know, doing a good job of staying alive. Anything over that plate, anything near the plate, she's doing a good job of fouling off. Here comes the payoff pitch. And just outside for ball four, Humbard will get a base on balls.
What a take. What a take there from Humbard.
Borderline call right there and went in the Blue Jays' favor.
Being able to lay off that outside changeup is critical, and she did a great job. That whole at-bat, she laid off about three of them.
Now batting for the Blue Jays will be the right fielder, number 16, Adrian Cantu. The left-handed hitting right fielder. Ramirez. Here comes the 0-0 pitch. Time called on the field. Ramirez comes set for the 0-0. Let her think whatever she wants. And that will be high for ball one.
Very tight zone here in the top of the third inning from the home plate umpire.
That looked to have just caught, to me at least, the inside corner. But to the umpire, I guess, he's a lot different than I do. 1-0 pitch. Fouled off and out of play to the right side.
Good pitch there by Ramirez. A little bit of off-speed pitch. Got Cantu to roll over, foul. See if she can do it again, this time keep it in play.
Ramirez looks in and takes the sign. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on and hit to right center field. It will drop for a base hit. It'll get past Deese. Radford will pick it up. And two runs will come around to score for the Jays. It'll be 4-0 Jays. After a two-run RBI single from Adrian Cantu.
Great piece of hitting there by Cantu, getting that two RBI single. So 4-0 here, Lady Jays. Longhorns need an answer.
Now batting for the Blue Jays is the center fielder, number 14, Peyton Gregory.
Gregory singled and scored in the second inning. Back-to-back innings of two runs here for the Lady Jays.
Here comes the 0-0 pitch from Ramirez. In there for strike one on the outside corner of the plate. To the right-handed hitter, Peyton Gregory. Ramirez now living on that outside corner to right-handed hitters. Here comes 0-1. Up there for ball one.
1-1 here on Gregory. Stolen base by Adrian Cantu.
Outside for ball two. 2-1 count here for Gregory.
Ramirez needs to get out of this inning without allowing another run here.
The lefty Ramirez comes set. Another pitch. Here it comes. Up there for ball three.
See if Ramirez can get back in the zone here after falling behind 3-1. She can't throw anything too hard. She can't throw anything too meaty over the plate because 3-1 is definitely a hitter's count. Gregory looking to do damage here.
3-1 to Gregory. Outside for ball four. That'll be a base on balls for Peyton Gregory. We'll have runners on first and second.
Braylon Hoover doubled home a couple runners and also scored herself.
Here's the first baseman, number 7, Braylon Hoover. Drove home an RBI double last inning. Here's a ground ball back to the pitcher, Ramirez, and she'll be out at first. And that will do it. Two runs in the top of the third inning for the Blue Jays. And we will see you in the bottom of the third inning here after this commercial break. Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're in the right place, Lady Longhorn fans. You're in the right place, Lady Longhorn fans. This is live George Ranch High School Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio. Now, let's go out to the ball diamond and join our GRHS iRadio crew for more Longhorn Softball.
Welcome back in, folks. Bottom of the third inning here between the Lady Longhorns and Lady Jays. 4-0 here. Sorry.
Michaela Smith on the mound for the Jays. So far, she has not allowed a hit. And only one base runner, and that was a walk to Abby Bergeron. Now batting for the Longhorns, number 8, the catcher, Macy Whittington.
And this is really where the Longhorns need to capitalize. If the Longhorns could get some of the lower part of the lineup to get on base for the top of the lineup, we could see the Longhorns scoring some run here this inning.
Dominant outing so far for Smith. Here comes the 0-0 pitch from her. Low for ball one.
What a take. Good eye there by Whittington.
Back to that curveball again. I mean, that just seems to be her bread and butter for swing and misses. Smith comes set for the 1-0. Time called on the field by the umpire, as we'll see 1-0 again. 1-0 pitch. Down low for ball two.
Looked like a little sinking action. Might have been a little drop ball. Definitely had some speed on it.
Two good takes so far from Whittington. She's trying to be productive here. 2-0 pitch. Just outside to the right-handed hitter Whittington for ball three.
Where are you going? Good Lord, child.
3-0 here on Whittington. See if she can get on base.
3-0 count here. Don't expect to see a swing from Whittington. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Fouled off the plate, and it'll be through 3-1 count here for Whittington.
3-0 swing, and very bold of Coach Witt to call that.
You don't usually see a green light on 3-0, but I guess Coach Witt just has faith in Whittington. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Inside for ball four, as Whittington will have a base on balls.
So the Longhorns can capitalize off of this leadoff walk. Emma Young coming up to the plate now.
The second baseman, Emma Young. Here she is, number four, with Whittington at first. Second base on balls of the game for Michaela Smith.
Top of the lineup coming up after this.
Oh. In there for strike one.
Rough call there on Young. Might have been a tad outside, but strike nonetheless.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Smith. Bunted high and foul to the backstop. It'll be 0-2.
Young trying to have a little sacrifice bunt here, moving over Whittington the second, but failed the first couple times. That one popped up and back to the screen.
Young needs to take a two-strike approach here and protect anything over the plate. 0-2 pitch. Up high for ball one. Great take.
What a take there by Young. You could tell that the two-strike approach is different than what you've seen. No more bunting here with two strikes. See if Young can have a productive at-bat and get on base.
Here comes the 1-2. Swung on and missed for strike three.
Great pitch there on the outside. Little screwball.
Sixth strikeout of the game for Michaela Smith.
Two and a third inning, six strikeouts.
The leadoff hitter, Cameron Radford, back at the dish. Here's the 0-0. Swung on and hit into right field, and it'll be a foul ball.
Catch the ball, kid!
Made good contact with that one right there. Was just a little early and pulled it down the line, foul.
Yeah, there's that slap hitter that Radford is been known for.
Here comes Smith with the 0-1 to Radford. Up high for ball one.
And other than Bergeron and Whittington, Radford gave Smith the most worth for her money. I mean, like, she had the best at bat.
1-1. In there for strike two on the outside corner of the left-hand hitter, Radford.
Good pitch there on the outside corner.
Little steam coming off that one. She threw that one pretty hard. 1-2. Swung on and missed for strike three. The seventh strikeout of the game for Michaela Smith.
Back-to-back Ks for Smith. Brings up Carlon Deese. See if the Longhorn star.
The center fielder here, Deese, looking for a hit. 0-1 pitch is fouled off to the screen for strike one. 0-0 pitch.
See if Deese can put one in play here. Maybe drive home and run with something in the gap.
Here's Deese stepping in the box for the 0-1 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on and hitting the right field. It will be a foul ball.
Curve
early.
Yeah.
A little early on the swing there. Pulled it a little foul. Almost dropped there for a base hit.
Curveball in the inside corner, and Deese pulled it, which is how she should.
0-2 count here on Deese. 0-2 from Smith. Swung on and missed for strike three. The eighth strikeout of the game for Michaela Smith. Zero runs, but a base on balls for Macy Whittington here in the bottom of the third for the Longhorns. We are going to go to commercial. We will see you in the top of the fourth.
With Rudy's Takeaway, you can call ahead and we'll have everything ready. That way, you can get in and out as fast as possible. Because we know that sometimes cravings for our smoke-flavored barbecue just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Texas needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Welcome back. It is the top of the fourth inning here at George Ranch High School. The Longhorns down by a score of 4-0 here to the Needville Blue Jays. Hannah Ramirez here on the mound still for the Longhorns, looking to bounce back from another two-run inning last inning, unfortunately after giving up a few base hits. She's looking to bounce back and get back into her rhythm like she had in the first inning.
Yeah, I'm coming for the Lady Jays. Jocelyn Gregory leading things off. J.C. Croat on deck. And then Bree Winkleman in the hole. She has 2-for-2. Jocelyn Gregory singled also in the second.
Oda Gregory is fouled off down the right side for strike one.
Hey, trust yourself, kid. Trust yourself.
Gregory does have a base hit in this game, I believe so.
Single in the second inning.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Ramirez. Swung on and hit in the center field, and it will drop for a base hit.
Good piece of hitting there by Gregory. Took that outside pitch to the opposite field and dropped it in there for a base hit.
Not the hardest hit ball, but a good piece of hitting nonetheless. Able to put it in play and let it drop for a bloop single. Stepping up to the plate is the second baseman, number 6, J.C. Croat. Here comes the 0-0 pitch from Ramirez. Fouled off. Oh, bunted and safe. Runner advances to third, and there will be runners on second and third after the bunt from Croat.
What a play.
That ball was just bunted right in front of the plate, and the catcher was just not able to make a play on it. The third baseman, Jessica Johnson, was not able to make a play on it. Great bunt nonetheless. And it'll be runners on second and third, no outs for the Jays.
What a bunt. J.C. Croat with the speed getting all the way to first. There was no chance Johnson would have made that play. And on the throw, runner Gregory took third.
And on the throw to third, Croat took second. Here's the 0-0 pitch. Swung on and hit to first base for a base hit past the first baseman. Runners coming home from third. She will be out at the plate. What a throw from Cameron Radford from right field. And the runners caught up in a rundown and will get back safe at second. What a throw from Cameron Radford to get the runner at the plate.
One run scores and Radford nabs the second one trying to come around and score. Great throw there on the base hit.
Now batting for the Jays will be number 11, JoJo Cantu, the third baseman.
0-for-2 with two flyouts.
Flew out to center field last time.
Flew out to center in the first, flew out to right in the third.
The Needville Blue Jays head coach seems to be having a talk with the third base umpire. Not sure what that's about. Here comes the 0-0 pitch. In there for strike one.
Good pitch there by Ramirez.
Ramirez looking to get out of the inning again. Runner on second here. Here comes Ramirez with the 0-1. Swung on and hit down right center, and it'll get down for a base hit as Cantu will make it into second base with a double. And the run comes around to score from second. It'll be 6-0, Lady Jays over the Longhorns.
What a piece of hitting there by Cantu. Rope that double into the gap. Radford almost made a spectacular play. She dove and the ball hit off the glove.
Gutsy play right there from Radford. Really laid it all on the line right there to try and make that play. Just unfortunately couldn't come up with it.
Brings up Courtney Carter, 0 for 2 today. Carter grounded out to short in the first inning, flew out to second in the third.
Seems to be a little confusion here on the field between the umpires and I believe to be coaches on the respected teams. As we'll resume play here. Here comes the 0-0 pitch from Ramirez. It'll be upstairs for ball one.
Trying to drop that drop ball in there for a strike, just a little bit high.
Here comes the 1-0 to Carter. And it'll be just low for ball two. Having trouble finding the zone here in the top of the fourth for Ramirez. Look for her to bounce back with a fly out or a ground out here. The 2-0 pitch is outside for ball three. And we'll see a 3-0 count here to Carter. Not an ideal count. 3-0 here to Carter. And it will be low and outside for ball four.
Great at bat there by Carter, taking a lot of close pitches.
Runners on first and second here for the Jays. As coming up to bat for the Jays is the designated hitter, number one, Annabelle Humbard, who has flown out to center field and walked in the third inning.
Came around the score in the third inning off that walk.
Here comes the 0-0 pitch. Just outside for ball one. Really, really borderline calls here. You know, that again, a lot of these can go either way. As here's Ramirez with the 1-0. In there for strike one. 1-1 count.
Great pitch there on the outside corner. Finally got the call.
Finally back in the zone here for Ramirez. She's looking to bounce back from that. Ramirez, 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled to the backstop for strike two.
Another good pitch there on Ramirez, by Ramirez. She tunneled that pitch off of the fastball previously. Little changeup on the outside corner. Got the foul.
1-2 count here to Humbard. Looking for the strikeout is Ramirez. This ball is hitting the center field. It'll be, oh, to second base, excuse me. Looked hit a little harder. It'll be caught by the second baseman, Emma Young.
Good pitch there on the outside, inducing that weak fly ball.
The ball looked to be hit near center field, but ended up dying and being caught by the second baseman, Young. Two outs here for the Jays with runners on first and second. Here is the left-handed batting right fielder, Adrian Cantu. This ball is swung on and hit foul over to the first base side. It'll be an 0-1 count. 0-1 here with two outs.
See if Ramirez can get out of the inning without giving up anything else.
Here comes the 0-1 from Ramirez. Upstairs for ball one. 1-1 count.
Seems like the zone has really shifted throughout the game. It's gone from a high zone to a low zone.
Two on and two away here for the Lady Longhorns. Looking to end this inning, half inning off here. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. In there for strike two on the outside corner.
That's a great pitch on the outside corner. Getting that off-speed pitch in there for a strike.
One ball, two strikes here, and two away. As here comes the 1-2 pitch here from Ramirez. Swung on and hit up the middle. That'll be a base hit. gets past the center fielder, Deese. Runners will come around to score from first and second, and it'll be 8-0 Lady Jays after the stand-up triple by Adrian Cantu.
Yep.
Her second hit on the day.
Great piece of hitting there to drive that one back up the middle. It was hit so hard that Deese had trouble fielding it. And fortunately for the Jays, they were able to score two off of it. It's now 8-0 here.
Now batting for the Jays is the center fielder, number 14, and the right-handed hitter, Peyton Gregory. 0-0 pitch is in there for strike one.
Good pitch there from
just on the outside corner. Ramirez, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Two away for her. Just outside for ball one.
Similar pitch to the last one.
Gregory had in the top of the third was walked. This ball's hitting the center field for Deese, and it will be caught. Three outs and four runs here in the top of the fourth inning for the Needville Lady Jays. We will see you in the bottom of the fourth.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHS iRadio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd Orthodontist. GRHS iRadio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back, everybody. 8-0 Lady Blue Jays here in the bottom of the fourth inning. No hits so far for the Longhorns. Kate Dolan up at the plate now, number two, looking to change that. Michaela Smith still on the mound.
See if Kate can run into one. She's got some pop. She's one of the better hitters on this team. She's gonna be playing caught. She's gonna be playing ball at the next level. So, big matchup here for the Lady Longhorns.
Smith with 8 strikeouts already, looking to top double digits here today.
It's just been a dominant performance. Lady Longhorns have not been able to touch her.
All of her outs today have been induced all by strikeouts except for one.
Yeah, and that one was a little fly out to the shortstop, so nothing hit hard at all.
Yeah, not a lot of baseballs put in play for the Longhorns, only one. As here comes the 0-0 pitch from Michaela Smith to Dolan. Little miscommunication here with the sign as we'll see a timeout call, then we'll go back to the 0-0 pitch.
Like a Lady Jays coach coming out to the umpire might be a little defensive substitution, probably.
The catcher, Courtney Carter, goes out to meet with her pitcher, Michaela Smith.
Yeah, I think there's a defensive substitution in the game. Try to get that for you in a minute.
11 for 5. Don't see a 5. I think that's what I just heard her say. If I'm not
Madeline Marshall's into the game for JoJo Cantu. Cantu was...
This ball's hit up the middle.
And a base hit. Wow.
First hit of the game for the Longhorns. Kate Dolan, a little single up the middle. And that might be the trendsetter for the Longhorns. Could this be a sign of things to come?
Down by eight. They're going to need some more here. Jessica Johnston up now.
Here's the third baseman, Jessica Johnston. Here comes the 0-0 pitch from Smith. Bunted.
Good bunt.
And this ball's going to get away from the first baseman. As Dolan will make it in the third, it'll be an error, a throwing error there by, I believe, the catcher. Throwing error there, I believe, by the catcher will put runners on first and third with no outs for the Lady Longhorns.
Perfect bunt by Johnston, and she was able to beat out the throw. Error allowed Dolan to get the third, and scoring opportunity for the Longhorns here. See if they can put one across.
Third base runner allowed here for Smith. Here's the pitch. Bunted again, but foul.
See if Kalenko, who probably had the best overall at-bat that we've seen against Smith, see if she can put one in play here for the Longhorns and drive one across.
Here's the 0-1 to Kalenko. Up high for ball one.
Don't be surprised if we see a little steal here from Johnston to get the second. Try to lure the throw.
Here's the 1-1 from Smith. It is bunted back to the pitcher, to third baseman, excuse me. And the runner will be out at first. Good throw by the third baseman, Cantu.
Good bunt there, getting the run across. It's now 8-1. It's on 8-1, Lady Jays, sorry. Johnston gets the second.
Here's number 15, the DH, Abby Bergeron. She walked in the top of the first, or bottom of the first, excuse me. Here's the 0-0 pitch to Bergeron. In there on the outside corner for strike one.
That curveball is one nasty pitch right on the outside corner for a strike.
Here's the 1-0-1 from Smith. Swung on and missed for strike two. Another curveball there in the dirt. Looked to be tunneled off one of her previous fastballs in one of her earlier at-bats. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Bergeron. Swung on and missed for strike three. That is the ninth strikeout of the day for Michaela Smith.
Great pitch there on the outside for the strikeout. Little curveball.
Now batting for the Longhorns. It is the first baseman, number 13, Sarah Wendler, as she takes the first pitch for a ball up high around the letters.
Flew out to the shortstop, her first time up in the second inning.
1-0, just outside to Wendler for ball two.
Sarah worked a full count her first time up.
Here's the 2-0 pitch from Smith. Outside for ball three. 3-0 count here with two away. Here comes the 3-0 pitch from Smith.
That wasn't it.
Strike one.
Good pitch
right
there by Smith.
Right on the outside corner to the left-handed hitter.
Trying to get back into the count. Good, smart decision by Wendler not to swing at that 3-0. Get you a better pitch here on 3-1.
Here's the 3-1. Swung on and missed for strike two. It is 3-2 here with two away in the inning.
Wendler might have chased her a little bit on that fastball. Might have been a little bit high, but Wendler swung.
Payoff pitch from Smith. Okay. Swung on and fouled to the backstop. We'll see 3-2 here again.
Good at bat here. She's worked a full count both times.
What? Wendler steps in. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on and hit down the left field line, and it'll be a foul ball.
It's probably the first hard contact that we've seen. That one went foul, though. See if she can put this one in play, driving that run from second.
Good swing right there. You know, maybe was a little late on it. Hit it down the left field line, opposite field. Good piece of contact. Again, just timing wasn't there. Here comes the 3-2 pitch again from Smith. And it'll be up high for ball four. And it looks like the runners hung up there in between second and third, and there will be no throw. Runners on second and first here for the Longhorns with the catcher number 8, Macy Whittington, up to bat.
Base sit here drives Jessica Johnston home from second. She's a very aggressive base runner. I mean, we saw her sort of hung up between second and third.
Whittington here was the second base runner of the games for the Longhorns with a walk in the top of the, or in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Whittington. Swung on and missed for strike two.
Way behind that pitch.
0-2 count here at Whittington. She's got to protect anything over the plate. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. In there for strike three, the 10th strikeout of the game for Michaela Smith. Double-digit strikeouts for her as she's been absolutely dominant. One run inning here for the Longhorns. We will see you in the top of the 5th inning.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought to you all season long on GRHS iRadio by the generosity and support of the following GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors. Our maroon and black sponsors are Greg Harris Insurance and Mission Digital. Our ABC Diamond Level sponsors are Wilson Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Michelle Posey at Elon Realty, Saltgrass Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Real Estate Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHSI Radio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, The Witnesses Law Firm. A salute to our maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, Pearl Dynasty, and our white level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, orthodontist. GRHSI Radio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com to become a sponsor.
Welcome back here from George Ranch High School here in Richmond, Texas. We have the Needville Lady Blue Jays and the George Ranch Lady Longhorn softball here. The Lady Blue Jays are currently up 8-1 on the Longhorns. We are looking to see a bounce-back inning from Hannah Ramirez, the Longhorns' left-handed pitcher here, in the top of the 5th.
Yeah, this game soon should be over with a 90-minute play time. Got about 20 minutes left on that clock. So if Hannah Ramirez can work a quick inning here, Longhorns will have one last chance to rally up 7 runs on the board.
Up to bat for the Blue Jays is their leadoff hitter, the right fielder number 7, first baseman number 7, Braylon Hoover. As there is a strike on the outside corner.
Doubled and scored in the second, grounded out to the catcher in the third.
Here comes the 0-1 to Hoover. In there for strike 2 on the outside corner.
Not catcher, excuse me, she grounded out to the pitcher in the third inning.
You got to battle now.
Here comes the 0-2 to Hoover.
You got this, 7.
Just down low for ball 1.
No, she didn't want to. She was like, God, do I need to?
1-2 count here with nobody away for the Longhorns. 1-2 is fouled off down the right field line. We will see another 1-2 pitch.
Good pitch there by Ramirez, trying to get the swing and a miss for strike 3. Good at bat here by Hoover.
1-2 pitch here again from Ramirez. In the dirt, low for ball 2. 2-2 count here with nobody on and none away.
That one slipped away from Hoover. From Ramirez, sorry.
Ramirez, 2-2 pitch. Swung on and hit to second base just under the outstretched glove of Young. And that will be a base hit for Braylon Hoover.
Good hit there by Hoover. Good swing.
One on and nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning.
Young had a chance to make that play. It just snuck underneath her glove.
Here's Jesselyn Gregory, the shortstop for the Lady Jays. This ball's hit back to the pitcher. And she will be out at first.
That was a very close play. Closer than it should have been.
A 1-3 ground out. Now up to bat for the Lady Jays is
we have a
number 17. We do not have a number 17 on the roster.
So see here. Could be.
Here's the 0-0 pitch to number 17. That will be outside for ball one, I believe. One-oh pitch here to number 17. Swung on and missed.
Sarah
one
Mann.
Ball, one strike, one on, and one away here in the top of the fifth.
Sarah Mann, I believe, is who is at the plate.
Here's the 1-1 upstairs for ball two. That is right. Sarah Mann here, number 17, up at the plate here for the Lady Jays, as she is a pinch hitter. 2-1 to Mann is hit up to third base, will be caught by Johnston for the second out. One on and two away here for the Longhorns in the top of the fifth.
Longhorns going to get one more quick out. Should be able to get one last hurrah here in the bottom of the fifth. See if they can come away with a couple more runs on the board.
Here's the 0-0 from Ramirez. In there for strike one. Just caught the lower half of the plate.
Good pitch there on the lower half of the zone.
Winkleman will step in the box, and she'll see an 0-1 pitch here. In there for strike two, just on the outside corner.
Great pitch there from Ramirez. Winkleman's 3-for-3, two singles and a double.
Two strikes, one on, and two away here in the top of the fifth for the Longhorns defense. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, hit to shortstop Kalenko, and it'll be bobbled off her glove. Oh, and
the runner,
and it will be an out on a runner's interference.
Yep.
And we will head to the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs there in the top of the fifth for the Blue Jays. The Longhorns will look to add on in the bottom of the fifth after this commercial break.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Welcome back here to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Lady Jays have the lead over the Longhorns. 8-1 here. Michaela Smith on the mound for the Jays has 10 punch-outs already on the day. Leading it off for the Longhorns in the bottom of the fifth will be number 6, Emma Young, or number four, Emma Young, the second baseman.
One last hurrah here for the Longhorns, down by seven. They're going to need a miracle here to come back. Definitely the last we'll see of them with the time about to expire.
Smith with 10 punch-outs already, looking to come set. Here's the 0-0 pitch. Just outside for ball one. Borderline call right there.
Good pitch there by Smith. Just a tad outside. Good take.
Here's the 1-0. In there for strike one. Really similar pitch to the previous. Another borderline call.
1-1 here on Young. See if she can get on for the top of the lineup.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on and fouled back to the screen. It'll be strike two.
1-2 here. Two-strike approach from Young. We'll see upcoming and see if she can put a ball in play.
1-2 count here with no one out and no one on here for the Longhorns offense.
Just
the
outside.
1-2 pitch. Ooh. Just misses the outside corner for ball two.
Very close. Very close pitch. Very close call by there by the home plate umpire. Could have gone either way. Good take by Young.
Here's Smith with the 2-2. Just outside again for ball three.
What an at-bat here by Young.
A really similar pitch to three we've already seen this at-bat. One of which was called a strike.
Taking some close pitches in this at-bat.
Payoff pitch. Swung on, hit to the shortstop. And Young will be in safe at first base. An infield single for Emma Young.
That's what speed can do for you. Emma Young putting the ball in play. A little slap hit over to the shortstop. Safe at first. See if the Longhorns can muster up a little comeback.
The leadoff hitter, Cameron Radford, the right fielder, will be up to hit now for the Lady Longhorns.
0-2 with two strikeouts.
Here's the 0-0. In there for strike one on the outside corner.
Good pitch there on the low and outside corner.
Mm-hmm. 0-1 with nobody, with one on and no outs. Here's the 0-1. Popped up back to the screen. It'll be strike two. 0-2 count here with one on and nobody away here for the Longhorns offense.
Need to bounce back here from 0-2 down.
0-2 pitch here to Radford. Upstairs for ball one.
Surprised we can see a little slap action here.
1-2 here. In there for strike three, the 11th strikeout of the game for Michaela Smith.
What a pitch there by Smith. Outside corner.
First strikeout looking. Or was that looking?
Looking, yes.
Yeah, first strikeout looking of the day. As here's Carlon. Oh, second strikeout looking of the day. Here's Carlon Deese. She takes a ball up high. It'll be 1-0. One on and one out here in the bottom of the fifth for the Longhorns.
Good at bat here for D. See if she can, or good opportunity here for D.
Smith. This ball's hit down there. Off the third base bag. It'll be a hit for Carlon Deese. Runners on first and second here for the Longhorns. Good swing right there by Carlon Deese. Just caught up on a fastball. Hit it down the third base line and hit it off the third base bag as it went in to left field. Great piece of hitting right there from Carlon Deese.
I mean, that's just perfect. It's perfect right there from Deese.
Here's Kate Dolan, who singled in her previous at-bat.
Good take.
Dolan takes a ball in the outside corner.
Good curveball there from Smith. Good take. Even better take by Dolan not to swing at that.
Here's the 1-0 to Dolan. Curveball low for ball two.
What an eye from Dolan. She's really adjusting here. She went down. She struck out in the first, got a single in the fourth, and I mean, you could just tell the adjustment over this game. You tell that Kate Dolan's really feeling really confident this at bat.
Two on here and one out for Kate Dolan. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Outside for ball three, it'll be a 3-0 count.
Jessica Johnson on deck. I mean, we can get bases loaded here. Big spot upcoming. 3-0 pitch. Huge pitch here.
Here comes the 3-0 pitch from Smith.
Right down Broadway.
And it'll be taken for strike one.
Pitch was right down the middle. Dolan took, as you normally would on a 3-0 pitch.
Hitter's count here for Kate Dolan. Here's the pitch. In there for strike two. 3-2 count here.
Good pitch on the lower half of the zone.
Here comes the payoff pitch from Smith. Swung on and missed. Her 12th strikeout of the game.
Longhorns down to their final out here, I believe.
Jessica Johnson here in the bottom of the fifth with two outs and two on here. Looking to do something. The third baseman Johnston here steps in. Here's the pitch. First pitch is swung on and missed. It'll be 0-1.
Mean curveball there from Michaela Smith.
Johnston steps in the box. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It'll be taken for strike two.
Already strike here.
Already up 0-2 here on Johnston. Smith, all she needs is one more to end the game. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, hit to the first baseman, it'll be caught. And that appears to be the ball game.
Yep, indeed. That is the ball game. We have a final here from George Wrench High School. Final score of 8-1. Lady Blue Jays over the Lady Longhorns from George Wrench. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we get back, we'll recap the game. And we'll close it out here from George Wrench High School.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together.
Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're in the right place, Lady Longhorn fans. This is live George Wrench High School Varsity Softball on GRHS iRadio. Now, let's go out to the ball diamond and join our GRHS iRadio crew for more Longhorn Softball.
A tough loss here for the Longhorns as they fall short 8-1. A dominant performance on the mound from Needville's pitcher, Michaela Smith, the Oklahoma State commit. She had 13 strikeouts and allowed just three base hits and two walks and only one run. That 13 strikeouts alone just stands out with double-digit strikeouts. That's not something you see every day. And it was just a dominant game from her. Her curveball was working in all aspects of the game, and she just shut down the offense, and the Longhorns just couldn't get much going.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, TJ. I mean, when there's 15 outs in a ball game, in a five-inning ball game, there's 15 outs, and 13 of them come by strikeout, that means that you had an incredible day. You had an incredible game, and her stat line is an understatement of what she did. I mean, the 13 Ks are impressive, but giving up a run was unlucky for her. She pitched incredible. The Longhorns couldn't touch her for the most part. A couple weak hits here and then, but Michaela Smith was undoubtedly she lived up to the hype.
13 out of 15 outs recorded today came by the way of the punch out. That is a very high percentage, and unfortunately, the numbers like that can just not work out in the W column for the Longhorns.
Yeah. Fortunately for the Longhorns, as Coach was mentioning earlier, it's not the end of the world.
Oh, because definitely
this
not.
is just a tournament in the end of the day. And, you know, tomorrow, huge matchup with Ridge Point in 26A play. Longhorns are 3-0. They're undefeated, and they defeated Fort Bend Travis 11-2. And Fort Bend Travis came in second in 26A. Ridge Point came in third last year. So this next matchup is huge for the Lady Longhorns. And really, they could look past this as they don't really care about this game or this entire tournament, to be fair. So that'll do it here from George Orange High School. TJ,
yeah, I mean, you heard Julian. We'll be back in action tomorrow. Softball here plays again tomorrow night, as well as two games here from the George Ranch baseball team led by their manager, Coach Kubza. That is it here from me and my partner, Julian. We will see you soon.
So long, everyone.
Take me out to the ball game.
You've been listening to live George Ranch High School varsity softball on GRHS iRadio. Lady Longhorn softball on GRHS iRadio is brought to you by the generosity of the GRHS Athletic Booster Club sponsors and with the support of the LCISD Athletic Department, the George Ranch High School Athletic Department, and the GR Campus Administration.